My name is Danielle, of course. I live in the city of Washington, D.C., and I'm the proud mother of two beautiful boys that I've raised, from sending them to the best schools, private schools, and then he came to Duquesne. And unfortunately, it's here at Duquesne that he took his last breath under mysterious circumstances, which has led me to the reason why I'm doing this hunger strike. Jalen was a very intentional kid. If you ask him a question, he gave you a direct answer. He was such a mommy's boy, a homebody. It was his birthday. He was 21 for 24 hours. His birthday was October the 3rd, 1997. He left us October the 4th, 2018. Clearly, my son was under the influence. It was told to me, directly to me, my son took two puffs, marijuana. I never knew marijuana and two puffs to cause that type of behavior. But what I saw in the elevator on his way, because there is cameras in his dorm elevator, he was very, hyperactive, dancing around, and just very hyper. And so, that would make me question what actually happened that even led up for my son to get in this state of mind. But when he got back to the room, he was very fidgety. He was tossing things around and in his room and just acting very weird. So his roommate was trying to calm him down and actually jumped on him and pinned him down. Now the roommate is smaller than my son, and he was able to pin my linebacker son down, which means that my son wasn't violent, or because he's not a kid that would fight. I guess people in the hallway heard, and so I guess they called the campus police because they thought it was a fight. Two officers, one security guard and a RA were in the room. They said they questioned my son, and I guess this is where the gray area is. Somehow my son picked up a chair in front of him, hit the window, put the chair down, and dives out the window. If we're talking about our black boys, if they move, the police officers all on them. So the motion of him getting up to even get to a chair in the room, the motion of him even grabbing the chair, you had to have been close to him if you're performing de-escalation, crisis intervention, mental health. Truly, you're not performing it from across the room in the doorway. So the fact that he went for a chair, I'm saying, where was the intervention? When he put the momentum to pull the chair back, where was the intervention? When he went to swing the chair and hit the window, where was the intervention? When the window was breaking and the chair never went out the window, where was the intervention? That tells me whether you just sat there and watched my son go out a window, or your hands was on my son as he went out the window. I can't bring him back. I'm not trying to rewrite the narrative. I'm saying there's so many holes and gaps and such a very hard to believe circumstance that it requires this mom to say, it's not good enough for me to accept what you, the school, say. I couldn't breathe. I've been suffocating in my own grief because I felt like something needed to be done. And I felt like not enough was being done. And I felt like I still was being left as a mom with no answers. And I couldn't be the mom with no answers. June the 19th, I came down. And I participated in the Antoine Rose anniversary of his death. I also had made plans to host that same weekend on that Saturday, a march in honor of my son. Freedom Corner is where I did the march. And it was just so symbolic. Freedom Corner. You mean to tell me I could stand in the center of Freedom Corner, look to my left and see Duquesne, and glimpses of the building where my son took his last breath. I can look to my right and see the statue on top of one of Pittsburgh's oldest African-American Catholic church. I felt inspired and I felt comforted. It just felt right and that I couldn't get out of my head. All I knew was to come back to Freedom Corner.